consensus. Mr. Wheeler, I got yours. Mr. Adams got yours. Bo,
I'm fine with the number as it is.
Okay. I'm okay with the number as well.
Mr. Moyer.
I'd rather see it less than that. It's again, if we use the same rationale, there's probably a dozen different points in here that we can make that same rationale. And when we get down to it, we can get back to the issue I raised at the beginning of this discussion, and that's the transfers between the utility fund and the general fund. And we meaning the city that raises ire amongst people. And if we have a lot of padding in here, you know, keep perpetuating, that drives those numbers. And I want those numbers to be more realistic, or at least I'd like to work to make them more realistic. So if we perpetuate this, then, you know, the hard choice is going to be made on whether we stop transferring funds from the general fund to the utility fund because we are unwilling to bring forth increased fees, and in which case we're saying the one area that we can pay for out of revenues that we control, we do not control the general fund revenues, that we're not prepared to at least raise the issue. I'm not saying we're going to bite the bullet. I'm just saying we need to raise the issue. And part of it's driven by the fact that we leave a lot of these little things padded up. So I'm prepared to get off my soapbox on this number, but when we get to the transfer issue, that's going to be not just a soapbox, that's going to be a full tilt trestle, bridge structure, major.
Well, I respect that. It just bottom line to it is it comes down to a vote. So, you know, I understand. I appreciate that. You know, the idea was not to pad all these. Realistically, I just, the way when I looked at it was the fact that if it happens, what are we going to do? So when it happens and you don't have the money, well, then, yes, we go through the process Nancy spoke about. Is that something we want to do? It's either way. So, I mean, at this point, I've got 4-1. Move on to the next page, GF7.
What about back to certification pay? Just explain that number, please. 614530.
Yes, the city council adopted certification pay rate that's in the code. It sets out what that is for each level of certification. The budget accounts for every position to be at the maximum certification pay rate. That is what our liability is. For example, in the police department, there's intermediate, advanced, and master certification. We also pay certification pay based on college degree levels, but they overlap. If every officer were to earn master certification, this is what our liability would be. We have an officer today who has no certificate by the number of years and the training. They can leapfrog right up. We have some who are eligible and hadn't applied, and they go from nothing to advance. It's just a liability. And so we budgeted for all of this. We replaced somebody. Replace an officer getting no certification, someone who's got a master's certificate, then they would get the full tilt and we'd have to have the money in the budget to pay.
Okay.
Which out of the officers we have, we've got 7 full time, correct? 6 full time. 7 officers we have full time.
6 full time.
6, and I think out of 5 of them, or at least 4 of them are all advanced or master, and 2 or 3 masters.
We just added another
master. So we're getting all the officers are pretty much going to be all masters pretty soon. Even some of the reserves are masters. Forward.
Right, but they don't get the certification.
They don't get the certification pay.
Right.
That answers your question, sir. Any others? Moving on to GF7. Any questions on the line item here?
Waiting to hear where you think you're going. discussions with the college district, because the $3,100, as I recall from our last discussion, is not the full cost that we would expect this vehicle to be. And I guess truth in budgeting would have this $31,000 raised to the full cost, like we talked about these other items. So it's not, we're gonna go with a Tahoe, and it's gonna be the full boat. Let's put the right numbers in. $3,100, $31,000 was not the full cost.
Well, I think you said that ideally 36 would be.
36 would be the number.
I'm gonna say I think this number needs to be 36. We're gonna go.
I agree.
Okay, we'll be changing the number. David, you make the changes. You put it out. That's Mr. Moyer. Any other questions on GF7? Moving along to GF8, Parks Department.
We're not talking about zero expenditures, are we, on this page for this year? Really? I mean, there should be real numbers in there, I think.
No, there aren't any.
Personnel, wages, overtime,
line. No, that's that ghost position that has annoyed me for a year.
Correct. Okay, so this is that position which we've elected not to fill.
We decided last year not to fill it, and I would like that to be taken out of the budget just to reflect accurately. It's been hanging out there for over a year, and I believe Mr. Bunker was the one that said, I don't think we need to fill that.
I've changed my mind.
and I would concur with Alderman Bunker, because public works and the way they're divided up amongst the various departments, it has reflected on not filling that position and possibly other personnel issues. It has reflected on reduced level of services, and I don't think that's something that.
No, that was actually an injury to an employee.
It's my understanding we have a vacant position that probably gets split across three different functions in some fashion, so that has affected the services in all three of those areas, and I think it. I guess I would not support removing that position. I want to see those services restored.
Let me just go ahead and tell you folks, we pay our public works people too much. I'm just telling you this. Talk to three different cities, City of Baytown included. They have something called a seven-tier. It's called a seven-tier program. No one that works for public works gets $18 an hour until you hold at least two certifications and have been there for a minimum of 5 years. If you look at how much we're paying our people, Ray Dodd just now got his certification. He's been at the $18 level now for several years. I just want to put that bug in your ear. And I know the get what you pay for attitude is great, but when you can't afford what you're paying for, it becomes a problem. But I just want to let you know, there are people that have two and three water certifications, both in wastewater and freshwater, that are working. They've been with the City of Baytown for 10, 12 years. They're making like $17 an hour plus pennies. I just wanted to put that in your ear, because I made it a point to go speak with Public Works this last week. So I just wanted to throw that in.
Thank you. I will add to that, it's just per se counter-seats, but I want to. This time, we are still actively looking for a public works director, and we can't even find that at the rate that we're paying. Now, I understand that Alderman knows what she's putting out there. This is up to y'all to decide how you want to go with that. I'm very much for leaving the position alone, but that's my personal opinion. Once you take it out, you can't put it back in, and if you need it, you're not going to have it. But I understand we have some citizens want us to cut, some are happy with the way we are. I don't feel that this city is in a bind, personally. I think we're heading in the right direction. We had our meeting with our CPA that came out and basically gave us after the report. We're heading in the right direction. I think the city is definitely going in the right direction. But this is totally up to the council to make this decision. So I want Mr. Bunker, I want Mr. Adams.
Citizens I've talked to are disappointed with the parks and not the parks, but the public works maintenance and what's going on, so I'm good with leaving it in there.
Mr. Wheeler.
And I've heard the same arguments. You know, we got, everybody wants a balanced budget, but nobody wants to do without city services. And I've had more complaints about the services that we haven't been providing because we're short on manpower. And so I would say, you know, we really do need that spot.
Well, if we need it so bad, why haven't we hired anybody in the last year? That's my point. We haven't advertised or published for it either. That's my point. If we needed it so bad, last year. I mean, it's the same thing like the administrative clerk position, which has been unfunded. You don't have to dissolve the position. Just take it out.
Well, I don't think anybody planned on losing, you know, Sutton. You know, I mean, I don't know if it was on his radar to hunt and find somebody. You know, I've asked around and talked to a few people, and I know that, you know, what I was hoping was going to happen is not going to happen. But, you know, if, you know, the new guy, providing we find one, you know, can get his, you know, act together and get in there and do what he needs to do. If it's, you know, like you say, you guys are overpaid, then I'm clean house and bring people in and pay them less and do just as good of a job, if not better, then great. But the bottom line is, you know, we're still on the upward trend here, and I, like Mike said, I've talked to people that, you know, where's this, where's that? We've had, you know, issues with trying to burn grass off roads and things, and it's still going on. Ditches not being mowed, all types of issues.
Oh,
and
no,
we've got a spot.
I live next door to the ditches not being mowed. Like, I know all about the ditches not being mowed.
So, I mean, I would say, absolutely, let's not take it out, but yes, let's actively try to fill it. If the money's going to be in the budget, then it doesn't need to be in there to pad
for a year.
We didn't spend it.
Put boots on the ground. I mean,
right.
That placeholder or slush fund kind of stuff just irritates me to no end.
Yeah.
Mr. Stahl.
Yeah, that was entirely a political decision. I mean, it was put in the budget, and I was asked not to fill the position, as instructed not to fill the position. For just political whims, issues, keeping the expenditures down and not filling the position to save money. So the position was in the budget, but that's not to fill it. If, you know, and councils change, you know, every year we get a new mix of folks, and if you want to fill the position, we would love to fill the position.
We
desperately need the position to stay ahead of the curve with all the things that we have going on.
Well, I like Nancy said, I was probably on that side going, you know, don't fill it. You know, let's see what happens. But I saw what happened. And,
I think the census is, let's fill it, let's fill it.
No, I think there's enough work out there that can justify that. You know, people, we put in new streets, we put in new fire hydrants, we put in new water mains, we put in new sewer lines. We're developing the city, but if we let the aesthetics go,
correct.
What have we accomplished?
The whole point about where we're going with this is what can we do to improve our city? And it's coming. I really feel it is. You've got new builders coming in here building much more expensive homes than you've seen in the past. You've got people moving in, looking at this place. I think it's going in a positive direction. You know, not everybody agrees with my opinion, and that's fine. You have that right. But I think the city's moving in the right direction. I think we have a strong council. I think we have a place where we're going. So, from my understanding, everybody's in agreement with this. So,
I do have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
I got one.
Okay.
What changed between the 12-13 budget, the 28-932 that was budgeted for the 12-13, and then all of a sudden you're looking at a $10,000 increase? Were the job requirements that much different? That's a question.
What are we looking at?
Which one?
You're looking at
61-10-40. Oh, okay.
And if you look at historically, I mean, things kind of went out of control that one year. We know that, but we're looking at a $10,000 increase.
No, it wasn't. It was a swapping of positions and back between a 13-80 and 18-10 per hour position.
there, wasn't it?
Yeah, between one of the public works positions and parks, I believe is what it was. Yes. So that position is just a movement. And on the personnel sheet, you would see that addressed there, where one went up and the other went down. We just moved the person.
The 1391 versus the 1803?
Yes.
So where did the 1803 go? Because we're looking at Dodd at 1803 and work, and then your vacant maintenance on parks at 1391.
I don't have that sheet in front of me, but it should be in public works. She's kind of like that position there, it's popped out.
And so Ruiz and utility, sewer.
That's sewer.
That's sewer.
And the public works are Dodd and Ingram. So Ingram went from, but then the same thing though, because it's still showing 1391.
Yeah, it's Ingram. See, the position, if you look at the prior year, the position was 1391. It was 1391, went to 1803, and it just reversed the opposite in parts.
Okay.
So we moved a higher skilled person to public works and a lower skilled person to parks.
So what should that number be then?
Those numbers are all correct.
It just rotated.
Okay.
Yeah, the 636840 maintenance agreement, that's Friends of Aaron Park. We're going to continue that. $2,400. Do we need to continue that?
Do you want to stay friends with Friends of Aaron Park?
Well,
may not be friends there, after
there's
that.
There's a significant work effort taking place this weekend there. We had no cost. And to be perfectly honest, it wouldn't bother me if this went away for a year and see what the ramifications are. I don't think there will be. Mm-hmm. I think the people who cherish Heron Park will continue to cherish it and will find a way to demonstrate that.
I'm just throwing it out, but there's not that many citizens that I'm aware of that go visit Heron versus Miramar or, the Circle Park.
Well, I have to say, as being from the mayor, that I don't know the past history of Heron Park a lot. I know I visited when I was an officer. That's about the only time I'll visit. But it seems to me Miramar is your point of interest.
Or Circle.
And that's correct, or Circle. That seems to be the place. So this is a...
they certainly have made a lot of improvements and brought donated materials and purchased some materials with this $2,400. It's not a no load, however, because when fences are put in or signs are put in or bridges are put in, they request public works to come and dig all the holes and to do those types of things.
So we can still hit the $2,400 just in help.
What if we drop that thing down to $1,500? I think we'd stay well below that, even wouldn't we? Do we have a history of where we were? I mean, looking back,
They're spending it all.
Yeah. Well, it's like a block payment.
Right.
As soon as the new budget goes in, I did ask them to wait a quarter last year, because you know, we don't have any tax revenue. That's our only general fund revenue to speak of. So until December, when we
use this, is what influential people are going to piss off?
Meredith, Mayor. Meredith will be on my doorstep. But that's okay. I can do
and
this.
Diane.
And Diane.
I mean, it's an earmark right now, and I'm troubled. I mean, we don't earmark for Miramar Park. We don't earmark for Circle Park. I almost was the owner of that property before it got donated to the city. I'm just saying that, you know, if we keep carrying, you know, this is just another one of those items that, you know, it will get spent because it's there.
Yes.
I say we just go ahead and drop it, and we'll use that as an example of encourage people to go out there and volunteer their time.
Yeah. In fairness, I will say that there existed a group of volunteers who put certain demands on the city for us to go over and maintain the trails and to do those things. And that got to be burdensome. And what we negotiated was that we would enter into an agreement where they would do that maintenance inside the park. And we would pay them for that. And that's where this money came from in the budget. We do have a contract, we have an agreement. The agreement is written that it renews annually, and the compensation is based directly on what's budgeted. So we don't have to go back and renegotiate anything. If you change this number from 24 to 1,200 to 1,500 to zero, you know, all that's available to you to do that. I guess I would advocate on not eliminating it altogether.
Yes.
Because all that will come back on us.
Yes.
You know, if it were.
How about giving them $1,000?
Well, I was going to say 500, but.
You know, I mentioned 1,500. Why don't we do, split it around, go down about 750?
About four. See how this is working?
I'd actually be prepared to go with 1,200 and start the trend in that direction.
Yes, sir. Well, we've had a lot of numbers thrown out there, so council.
I'm good with $1,200.
$1,200 on the table at this moment. Mr. Wheeler.
Yeah, I'm sure.
$1,200 is. All right. Get a bidder now. Okay. Switching from GF8 to GF9. Work suspension. Any questions on this page?
6255-50. We don't do mosquito abatement. We have two places to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
The district and the precinct two. If this is a contingency number for something else, that's vital. I guess I'd like to hear that.
It is not a contingency for anything else, because we don't do that.
Right.
It's mosquito and weed control. The number has come down over the years from where it was at when we purchased chemical, because $2,000 wouldn't get you through a full season of chemical. The contingency, if you want to call it that, of it, having the $2,000 in there, is it does allow us, if we should elect to contract with a private spray. There are mosquito spraying firms that do for homeowners associations and such, and it was kept in there the last 3 or 4 years just to provide for if it got really bad and we couldn't get the county or somebody to do it, we'd be able to have a private sprayer come in. That's the rationale. I'm not cool.
Okay, and like I said, Precinct 2 has a program that every time they need it, they all provide it.
Correct.
And if it's a public health issue, then the Harris County Public Health and Environmental Services will do it.
Correct.
That's my understanding of division. One is for the precinct two, they will do because we're bothered by mosquitoes.
Correct.
The other district will do it when there's a public health issue.
Yeah, they're vector control.
Right. So I guess I'd say let's keep our relationship with precinct two in good order. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't continue to rely upon that and maintain that relationship. And I'd say let's X this $2,000 out.
I agree.
Agree.
All right.
What was the, just before we leave that issue, we talked about the mosquito. Did we ever have weed control measures taken in the city? I mean, it's listed here, so did we have somebody coming out and spraying for weeds or?
No, they purchased herbicides at that. And we used to spray prior to my time along the bio waterfronts, and then it got to be an environmental issue of
my my husband needs to ride his bicycle in the back.
So now we, you know, then we switch to using a little more to do that, to accomplish the same thing. And the title, we just haven't changed.
I'm good with taking that out entirely.
Any other questions? Moving on to GF-10. Public Works Department Ventures. There are no vehicles budgeted this year for Public Works, utilities or any. Any questions on this page?
Last year's budget, we talked about an old vehicle or something that was going to be used.
Expedition, they had it.
Okay, they do. So it's all rolling on them, everything's good.
I'm going to raise your mind.
I just wondered whatever happened to that.
It's fully serviced, and actually Eric drives that as a vehicle and every meter and things.
Okay.
That was it. Okay, other questions? GF-11. Everybody look at every page, so if you see anything that you don't like, we can discuss.
The real fund capital outlay is $31,000.
That's for the car.
So that needs to go up to 36?
30. It was to 36.
Yeah, this is a calculated page, so when we change the other number, this one will go to 36. Some of those others will go down as well, because we just made
changes. Right, because of the changes. Now this is the one that's going to be doing your fixed changing.
Okay. So since we have finished the general fund, our net change is we added $1,800. We added 5,000 to the police vehicle.
Correct.
We took out 1.2 for Friends of Heron Park, and we took out 2,000 for Mosquito, which then gives us a net increase of $1,800 for Joe.
So I'll go to the utilities now. May I make a motion that we take like 5-minute recess, so go to the restroom, and I left my kid on the side of the road with a flat tire. I want to make sure he's okay.
We will take a recess at 7:33. We'll readjourn.
And I do not have a cold. I just got phlegm.
It's not the Ebola, is it?
Yeah, it's Ebola.
Well, let's put it this way. I know how to treat Ebola. Whatever else I got is... I just keep piling on the meds.
Nothing's working.
No, everything is working in opposite directions. And things that go up, things go down. This phlegm issue is an unfortunate side effect. But other than that, I'm just fine.
Yeah, I don't complain.
As long as I'm vertical most of the day.
That's all they got. Yeah. It's on the news that some city elected a dog for mayor. Did you see that?
Yeah.
1.2 on Friends of Grand Park. It was on national news.
Was that in California that they had an 8-year-old kid that was elected
yeah.
mayor?
Yeah.
So they
yeah.
got beat this year.
There was some of the kids, I think, 17 or 18.
Yeah, teenager.
They say he was doing a pretty good job. So.
Actually, I think I was in Texas.
Was it in Texas?
Yeah, it was a small town in Texas, and the kid has actually served 3 terms, so he must have barely been out of diapers.
I don't know. Out West Texas, I think it's Lajita. The mayor's a goat.
Oh, yeah.
They have a pen in the city circle. That's where the goat lives. They get a pen and a little thing. And you take a long neck up there and stuff it in the fence, and they got your
down.
Friend.
You got time.
Go to your friend, Dan.
Upstairs.
Yeah. upstairs.
Oh, Lord.
You got a spigot right there by your elbow. That's good water. I don't drink that bottle stuff.
It probably comes out of a tap anyway.
It does. It sure does. It's a filter. Besides, I like to be able to taste the fish.
Huh. Oh, yeah. They've got a number of craft breweries that are diversifying their locations. So you've got some that started in California. North Carolina seems to be where they're starting to congregate now for these second plants, which...
That's moonshine country.
Well, apparently they think it's beer, but they... in North Carolina, it's all tap water that they're using in their brewing. So they spend a lot of effort testing the tap water and then treating the tap water in order to provide consistent flavor with the stuff that they grew in either Colorado or California from non-tap water. So apparently they must convince themselves that there's a locus of demand in North Carolina. That
now, what is non-tap water?
Well, it could be lake water or stream water, whatever. I mean, you know, it's like...
Well, our tap water is lake water.
Yeah, after it's passed over a lot of real estate.
Well, there's also a little water.
Now, most of them are surface waters. The original plant in Colorado, California. Sierra Nevada is one of them. It's building a brewery in North Carolina.
Budget meeting. I believe we're getting ready to start on page UF-23.
UF-23
or UF-1?
UF-23
is the next page.
It doesn't match last week's package.
Yeah.
Utility fund review. Revenue. I'll make sure I cover every page.
Okay. Well, UF 23 looks like previous UF 1.
There shouldn't be any change on it at all.
No.
Right. Okay. If the mayor will indulge me a little bit, this is the issue that I brought up at the beginning. Mm-hmm. where we're making a contribution from the general fund reserve to the utility fund revenues. And a little explanation will help, will go a long way for me for this year, where we budgeted $394,902. Through 9 months of this fiscal year, we appear to have transferred $78,974. But we have a projection of doing $269,279, which means in 3 months, about a hundred and take a number, some $1,000 is going to be transferred from the general fund to the utility fund. Is that in fact expected to happen?
Well, first of all, let me make a nomenclature change here. It's not coming from the general fund, it's coming from the reserve.
Yes, okay. It's coming from the reserve. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
And it is our share of utility projects that are underway. We have around 2.2 CDBG grant funds for this water main that's going up Traeger Boulevard to Oakdale and Sunrise. We're using all the grant money first. But you'll recall that we ran short.
$69,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The bids came in above what the grant funds available were, and we elected to, rather than make the line shorter, to extend it to the original location and use our own funds. We also had carried over from last year the byway project. So we have already expended those funds, which are $118,000. So when you take those two together, and then we have a third project that we're funding 100%, which just today I got the numbers on, so we'll see if we're able to do that. But that's to bore under Shoreacres Boulevard at Center to connect to the new line and the new hydrant that we have on Center to go down to South Country Flooded Center. And so that project hasn't even started. The byway project has been completed, and we won't fund anything on this project until the project is complete and we've extended all of the grant funds.
Okay, I understand that, and I guess the point I wish to make is at some point in time, if our utility fund is going to be able to pay for these type of activities and not have to draw from the general fund reserve, we're going to have to at least make the proposition that utility fees start reflecting those expenditures. Because the budget proposes $226,000 for next year, and a rough calculation on my part, which is that's a roughly something a little over $30 a month per home, assuming all the homes are in fact using utilities in order to get that money. I realize that that's it's an issue. And I'm just saying that when we finally put this budget to bed, I would like to see us address the issue. We're either going to continue taking from the general fund reserve for that in the manner we have in the past years, or we propose taking a look at utility fees and seeing what it's going to take to lessen, to eliminate this general fund reserve transfer.
You know, last year we did a rate increase on our water, but apparently that hasn't...
It rained too much is what the problem is.
Right.
It's been mild and it rained.
Mine's gone up.
We increased our water.
No, I understand that, but we may have to, again, look at that fee structure so that we have a revenue stream that can pay into the utility fund rather than going into the general fund. I'm not saying that should happen. I'm saying we should consider that we have choices.
Yes.
And the choice that we have elected for several years is to transfer out of the general fund reserve, and I'd like to see that issue brought up again to the degree that we're going to continue that or not.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, you know, I agree. It's something that we obviously need to look at, but it's a totally different issue than what we're talking about right now,
mm-hmm.
right?
Correct.
Okay. That needs an agenda item.
But it is something that it's a good point to bring up on the agenda. If you're ready to propose it to the council, then we can bring up an agenda item, we can vote. And then that's, well,
I'm going to comment on the budget the same way, because they are linked. They are related.
I totally understood.
And I want to make sure that the record shows that we have an issue there. We can deal with it as we have in the budget, but we probably should consider the alternatives to that and start making.
And I understand the point you're making, and I see where you're going with this. A lot of our budget issues, I mean, yeah, we cut little bits here and there, and we still have this issue, okay? But when you go out to the public and you say, okay, we're going to increase your water bill, or we're going to increase the fees that you pay the city by $30 a month, or you go and say, we're going to raise your taxes, now you get a lot of pushback there, too.
I hear that, but right now
we're trying to allow growth in the city to bring our revenues up, as opposed to go back out and tax our citizens more.
I hear that.
It's a double-edged sword.
We're walking
a fine line.
But we have no history in this community of being able to grow revenue to match these expenditures. These are not expenditures to support growth. These are expenditures to support the infrastructure that we have today.
But for years we did nothing to improve infrastructure in this city.
And that's the problem with infrastructure, is that nobody, not the city of Houston, not the state of Texas, nobody looks at, when I spend $1 million in putting sewer pipes in, that 30 years down the road, or pick a number, that $1 million actually has a maintenance cost or a replacement cost to it, and that never gets told up front. What's being told now is that we're taking out of the general fund reserves for our existing infrastructure, and that's an issue, because some people say, well, that's not the way to use your reserves. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I'm just saying that's one of the messages we hear. It's the same thing with fees and taxes.
Exactly, but like I said, there's the same contingency that will say, well, we're already paying some of the highest tax rates in Harris County.
And my response is, if you want to live where the taxes are lower, you got 2 feet. You got to pay for what we've got.
I agree.
That's all we're trying to do here, is pay for what we've got. We're not making, this money is not being made, it's being spent, other than to deal with past history of public
I see your point.
Well, actually, it's more complicated, or less complicated than that, because here's how we got there, and it's been for decades. We have no commercial. Every city that has residential and commercial leverages their commercial rates to subsidize the residential rates. It's a fact everywhere. You hit the commercial a little harder, so you can have a lighter load on your residential. The way that impacts Shore Acres is looking at LaPorte. Our residents want their utility bills to be on a par with the city of LaPorte. And every time we look at rates, they bring the LaPorte bill in and say, this is what water and sewer should cost.
That's what the taxes.
But you can't do it, because we don't have the subsidy. But the city has always elected to stay within a range of what LaPorte is, which isn't enough money. Keep the lights on and the pumps running and the water flowing. So we subsidize it through our general fund. And this is one case where we can say general fund reserves or general fund. Either way, it goes back to property tax. And so it's just like Mike says, you either pay for it property tax, you pay for it in your user fees, but it all has to get paid for. And so that's where you'll struggle.
And that's the right side of the budget. The right side of the budget is, how do you come up with the revenues to pay for the things that are in the budget? So when we say something in the budget, we either implicitly say, yeah, we're going to tap the reserves, or we're going to raise the issue of how we pay for this out of fees or taxes or lessening the removal of funds from the reserve. If we don't put that on the table and out front, we're just being disingenuous in my opinion.
Well, that's where we were going with the point, is that the city, I think when we sit down here next year, you're going to see that we're in a lot better predicament than we were the year before. We started last year with a hard course. You know, some people didn't agree, but this council made a lot of decisions last year. I think we did a lot of cutting. Some didn't agree, some did. You're never going to make everyone happy. I found that, you know, this is a thankless job in these positions, the council folks and the mayor. But our job is to do what's in best interest. I totally agree with the fact that, yes, we're working on infrastructure, but that's why I want to lock the tax rate in. If it goes down, basically we can lock in a 0.88. There's some heading growth. But, you know, you always say there's a proof in the pudding. You have the graphs, you have the charts, you see where we were before Ike, you see where we were during Ike, you see where we're after Ike. So what you're talking about, Mr. Moyer, is a good idea. You know, way I, you know, the bottom line is put it out there on agenda item and bring it up. I mean, if we're going to add some money down the road, I mean, that's one way to do it. But at this time, we have to look at just sticking with the facts. The facts are what we have in front of us. But I appreciate it for your information on that, and I agree with you.
You have a luxury that with the utility fund you don't have with the general fund. That is, the general fund, once you adopt the tax rate, your revenues are fixed. Your sales tax is fixed. That all your revenues are fixed. In the utility fund, you have the ability to adjust the rates. So when you look at your revenue here, and you look at what is in the contributions from general fund reserve, that is like a line of credit, if you will. If we bring our expenses in lower, that number gets smaller. If we bring more revenue in than what the budget shows, the number gets smaller. And so if you, 1 month, 6 months, 9 months into the next fiscal year, you change the rates and the revenue goes up, that automatically leverages, and where that will offset is in that general fund reserve. You can do that with the utility fund. You can't do it with the general fund. So, you know, it then is all a political question as to what, how much. I mean, ideally you would collect a fee that completely offsets your cost of operation, and you might even have a sinking fund and you could be able to set some money aside for repairs and enhancements and improvements. But
no, that's my thinking as a general. As a general principle, we need to take a look at that opportunity. I mean, I'm one of the people who's going to be running for re-election next year, and I'm prepared to stand out there and catch whatever slings and arrows. And if people say, no, I don't want to pay for this, I'm going to continue tapping the reserve, and fine, I'll probably get the consequences of that. But I'm not going to walk away from it and say, well, we're going to perpetuate this. We're going to make it. We're either going to make a decision to perpetuate it explicitly, or we're by burying it in the budget.
Correct.
It makes it look like it isn't happening. But some people pay attention.
Well, I hope they pay attention. It's out there on the internet for them to see it. We won't. That's the whole point about transparency.
I agree with Neil, and I think that nobody wants their bills to go up, but the growth in the city and the potential million-dollar homes and more people hopefully moving in here, I think it's time.
I think that's where everybody is really looking for is we still have not replaced the number of homes that we lost during Ike. If we could ever get our residency up to the numbers that we had pre-Ike, these budget issues would be minimal. You know, and that's where, you know, we can laugh about the previous administration all we want to, but that was the sight down the road, was making the city a place where people wanted to come and build homes and live. Okay, we haven't gotten there yet, but we're heading in that direction, and the graphs that the mayor has here shows that. The accounting firm that did our city audit shows that we're still a viable, strong city. So we're headed in the right direction. You know, tell me where you're going to get $100,000 out of this utility fund. You know, what fees are you going to raise? Like I said, we raised our water rates last year. That didn't completely work out. As Nancy said, there was not as many people watering lawns.
No, and they may have to be restricted, not necessarily based on use.
There's no other way to build for
you can have a fixed fee structure in it. You can make that billing structure look any way you want. That's fine. I'm just saying that continue tapping the reserve fund, that's always going to be an issue.
Point noted.
And if you walk away from it by just adopting the budget, then you're perpetuating the past practices.
Again, it's an agenda item, and once we get the budget adopted, then you can put something on the agenda, and we're all willing, I think, to take a look at it. And, you know, we just need to get past this point first so we can get to that point. It must have been an emergency because they called like three times. Mayor Pro Tem?
Yes, it's your job now.
Recess until he gets back, or you can keep going.
I better wait for the mayor. You know how long he's gone.
Yeah, we're going to have that discussion as we look at a water tower. If we get those numbers, it doesn't look like we'll have to do a lawn.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Everything okay?
My wife's having a seizure, but she's coming out.
Who, what?
Long time no see.
Oh, she has one.
You need to go?
No, I don't want to go. She's coming out, so I apologize.
Okay.
You sure? I mean.
Because we can come back and do this tomorrow evening.
No, I don't want to.
For Thursday.
She's coming out of it. I told her calling back. She did. Moving on to UF24. I told him Texas, just start it up again. I apologize. UF24, Water Department Expenditures. Any questions on this page?
Wages went up, but that's... Why was that again?
That's sick time last
year. Oh, that's... Well, from the 6 to the 12?
Yeah, it got missed in the utility fund.
Okay.
General supplies, you anticipate spending quite a bit?
General supplies goes into construction projects, and it's the same Shore Acres Boulevard Center issue. And actually, since 6:30, we spent another chunk because we did the new fire hydrant. We thought we were going to be able to reuse the fire hydrant at West Country Club. And we had to purchase a new hydrant and valve for that. So those are the kinds of things that come out of this general supply. Okay.
Are we anticipating next year spending that much as well in general supply, keeping that at 45 for... I mean, it's...
That's the general contracting, I understand. What they were
That general supplies is for when we have water breaks, we have to do relocations or for other constructions. That's really a crystal ball, you know.
That was a good example. That was sort of like the Gulf Coast Water Authority when you had that plan to break that valve. That
yes.
Was, you know, things of that nature. Something that we may encounter that we're liable for.
Well, we had it at 60. We went down to 30. We did it at 45, and you're projecting we're going to do 45.
But we're only at 17.2.
Oh, we're going to hit the 45.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So really, we've gone from 60 down to 45, and we're keeping it at 45. So we're really kind of pull our horns in.
That wasn't conservative. That was something conservative. Any other questions on UF24? Moving on to UF25, Water Department expenditures again.
Without the next few times, anything with the 70 comes up. The water contingency, I mean, we knocked it down from 5,000 to 2,500. It has not been utilized. I'm kind of in the mindset, because there's this contingency and then another department, there's a $6,000 contingency in sewer, which has been there and has not been utilized this year either with nothing anticipated. I would like to see that go away.
I'd like to see it increased. 6,000 for sewer in particular is an unrealistically low number. In 2012-13, we had 8,000 budgeted. We had one failure. It was almost $11,000. Sewer line failures are expensive. We just are lucky this year we haven't had any manhole issues.
Well, that's one of the reasons we haven't had as many sewer breaks as we've had wet ground. Once it starts to dry, we're going to start expanding, cracking, then we start running into more issues. But I mean, this is a...
I mean, a contingency is a contingency. You'd like to not have to spend it at all, water or the other. And another thing that the contingencies and sewer is one that we had, and it washed out. Fortunately, it didn't cross budget years, but it's like when... when someone damages one of our lift stations, we had a truck run into a lift station.
Correct.
Fortunately, we were able to, because it was under the contract, we got the builder's liability, contractor's liability to pay for that damage. If it were just us, we have a $5,000 deductible. So for any city damages that we have where we can't go after someone and get them to make us whole, you know, we have $5,000 that we're out, and in some cases where there is an insured, we have to front the money and then get on the back end. Those are pretty small contingency numbers.
Yeah, it's just more principle matter. If something comes up that's an emergency,
yes, ma'am,
then you can always go to council for approval of getting that funding, because it's coming in some way, shape, form, or fashion. It's coming out of the general fund reserve as it is now, the way this budget is, let's just be frank. Whereas, that way, if something does come up, it can be addressed by council, and that allocation can be done. And we can take a free frame of where we actually are that fiscal year instead of just projections. I mean, things may be hunky-dory, and you may be able to swing it without going ahead and putting it in the budget. That's just my thought process.
What
does the state law say an emergency is?
Health or safety. On water and sewer, you're probably pretty good with a failure like that to do a budget amendment. Of course, you know, there's the timing of that.
Yeah, and those things, the money typically have to be spent then. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about something that you defer the action. You're talking about if I got sewer lines busting up, I want to get them.
Oh, yeah.
Shaped up. And I don't know that, to be perfectly honest, having an emergency council meeting or whatever just to go through an administrative procedure doesn't seem like it works. Doesn't work for me.
I mean, you're still at risk with this number.
Yeah. It won't pay for much.
If one of our mains collapses, then, you know.
Yeah.
Mr. Wheeler, your thoughts you've heard from me.
If these contingency numbers aren't enough to affect repairs of any kind without special council meeting, then I kind of agree with Nancy. Why even have them in there? If we're going to have a special council meeting to come up with the monies for what we're putting contingency funds in.
Well, it just all depends on what actually happens.
I understand, but $6,000 isn't really enough to cover our deductibles.
What I'm saying is, if it's a minor issue, then we have a funding contingency to address it. If it's a major issue, we're coming back to council anyway. Do you want to come to council for the minor issues, for the $6,000 or $8,000 issue? That's the question.
Mr. Adams,
I'm okay leaving it. $2,500.
Mr. Bunker,
I'm good leaving it.
Going back to Mr. Moyer,
I'm fine.
Mr. Wheeler,
somewhere. You know I'm not okay, but that's all right.
Well, I can ask you. I know you're not okay, but that's why I asked you wrong.
That's okay.
I'm going to set the page you at 25. let's try and give everybody their time. You have 26 sewer department expenditures. We'll just take a moment to review that. Send it up the flagpole.
So we're going to hang on the contingency.
I don't want to,
on
but
services.
We need to get rid of that contingency.
It's the sewer department, remember? Mm-hmm. This is the stuff you want to get away from the city.
Crappy one.
Water comes into the city.
The same water going back out.
Just a little more flavor.
Just different form.
More solids.
All right, you have 26. Any questions with that, page, gentlemen or ladies? Ma'am. Nothing seen the red light. All right. Let's go to UF 27, please. Refuge. The old refuge collection. Any questions on this page?
Is the the heavy pickup increase, is that because we're going to be renegotiating contracts for much more surface for just a little bit more money?
It's a decrease.
Yeah, decrease. $1,000 decrease.
Well, projected end of year, we're looking at $21,291.
We had a lot of truck issues, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of truck issues.
Okay.
And how are we doing with the folks that were hiring contractors?
Chippers?
Well, no, they were hiring contractors to cut stuff down and piling it up on the street for somebody else to pick away. They didn't want to pay the contractors to haul it away, so they were piling it up on the street.
No, out in our neighborhood, those all got picked up by the contractors.
Yeah,
that contractor has functional equipment with grapples.
Yes. Okay.
Several pieces of equipment. Yeah. I've made David aware of the name and phone number of that company.
Yeah.
So if our friends at Allied can't grapple with their grappler, I think we have an alternative.
Yes, sir. All right. So they're, because I know that was an issue at one point.
Yeah, there wasn't. Their intention was not to leave that there. They were just, that was an interim.
Citywide, we're
Citywide, yeah. Okay, good.
Any other questions? Do you have 27? Is this the UF 28? I want you to look at the page.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure every page is looked at. Okay. And then you have Reserve Impact 48, which is the last page. That being said, we're going through the complete budget. We've got the proposed numbers. The red X has been put in. I want to thank everybody for your time. Unless there's a something that's just splintering out there. I believe we pretty much come to an agreement on the budget this time. So the census of it has been. But I believe that we could actually prefer scheduling another budget meeting, maybe possibly right after the meeting with the San Jack people. Just to throw an idea out there with y'all. That way I can give you an update of what happened. And then we can do any finalization and go back over the numbers after David plugs all the new numbers in.
After the, yeah, the tax rolls and all that are locked in.
Tax rolls are locked in.
Yeah.
Tax rolls are locked in.
Did you
tax
rolls that locked in.
You've got your deal to the chancellor.
The 28th will be the meeting that I have at, I believe, at 10 a.m., David. David's going to join me. We're actually going to do it here. And I believe it was 9 o'clock, I believe, was when we were going forward.
I really don't see the point of meeting again until we have the tax rolls locked in and then.
Right.
Correct. That's my point. I think that we've got all the high grass is cut. You're down very at the bottom. I think everybody's pretty much in agreements. So I was looking at somewhere after the 28th, our meeting. So
25th.
Is it 25th? Excuse me. 25th.
And it's at 1:30. So you'd have missed the day and the time.
Well,
I got 1:30.
It's not in my new phone. I've got it in my iPad.
August 25th.
So it's not in this new phone. So
why don't y'all just text us when it's all good? We'll just let you know.
So, yeah. And what would that meeting be for anyway?
Just looking at the changes that
we're just to see the change. It would be our final meeting for the workshop. I just would like you to have one more time to look at it. I want everybody to understand what's going on. I want everybody to say, well, we slid something in. I want everybody to be able to have a chance to look at it one more time. It can be a quick review. All the numbers be plugged in, and then we can go over the 25th. So
Tuesday, Wednesday, is it good for everybody, generally speaking?
Do you think you need to have a second meeting for that?
Or he can just email it to us.
I don't think we need to have a meeting. I can't connect you. Don't break the law.
But that same night, we have a council meeting.
We have a council meeting, so why don't I just announce the council meeting?
That works, and then we can all get our copies.
How's that?
That's fine, but as you know, that's the meeting I'll be.
You'd never be here.
That's fair. I mean, I'm fine.
We can email you the information. Or could we?
That's fine.
I've been your
guy. We'll get it to you. If it's in the packet, I'm good.
We'll get it to you.
I'll be swatting mosquitoes, but I can check the email.
Still here at home.
Any other questions before we adjourn? I want to thank everybody again. Thank Mr. Jennings for showing up. I'm going to go ahead and adjourn us at 8:13 p.m. Thank you.